Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Refuah Shleima from our Tana Rebbe Aschana, Uri ben Rina, and Tolza bas Sarah bas Tolza. B'sol Shair Chole Yisrael. And Baruch Abba Tzlachav, Rudi Yaakov ben Dina Chash, Yosef Ezra ben Esar, Yitzchak ben Esther, and Mishmuel ben Yom, Mitishna Ruch Aleh. We're learning Binyan Ishtar, Binyan Edus Sheb Ishtar, based on the Sefer Shiur Iyun HaTalmud, Begon Rabbi Abba Berman, Binyan Edus Sheb Ishtar, and Shiur Yud Tes. The Mishnah says that if two Edim come along and say that this is our Ksav Yad, but we were honest, Ktan and Rapsuli Edus, they're Naaman. But if we have Ksav Yadim, Yosef Makom Acher, then they're not Naaman. If we have Edom that this is their Ksav Yad, or we have their signature for coming from elsewhere to verify this is their signature, they're not Naaman to say that they were Anusim Ktanim and Psulei Edus. The Gemara says the reason is because Mikevan Shiga Chuven and Chozer Magin. Once they give Edus the first time, they can't go afterwards and give a second Edus and say, no, we're being made now that we were really Ktanim and Psulei Edus or Anusim. We also have later on the Yotes on the base that if Edom and Minashuk are made that they were Anus or Ketanim or Psuli Edus, if they're Edom that are verifying their signatures also, or that the Ksav Yadim Yotzer Mokom Acher to verify the signatures, it comes out that it's two against two, and it would be two against two. Two of the signatures on the Shtar saying that it's a Beseder Shtar, and then the two people saying that no, you were on Ketanim or Psuli Edus. We have to understand this. How's it shaykh to say that there's Edus Sheb Shtar that they weren't on us? Essentially, what we're understanding is that the Edus and the Shtar is that they're not on us. And then they're giving Edus, or other people are giving Edus, that they were on Usim. Where is their Edus and the Shtar that they weren't on Usim? Well, they did it. So we give Edus and Shtar. Maybe he was giving a bit of a bonus. The Ran on the Rif, Sof Perakamagarish, that Pevav Amid Beis, writes as follows. Umeata, Mashim Modi Rebbe Eliezer. The get hachosum be'edim kores afal pi shelo nosan be'edim misira lav mishum de svira lei de edei chasim akarsi. That the Rebbe Eliezer, who holds edei misira karsi, agrees that if you have a get that's signed with edim, it's a valid get, even though it wasn't given be'edei misira. It's not because he holds that edei chasim akarsi. Elasha misira kores, it's the giving over of the get that makes the get, that's kores. Mikavan sheish edim al ikar hadavar dehavalu edei chasima ke edei mesira. Since there are edim on the ikar davar, these edei chasima are like edei mesira. Shirei get yotze mitachas yadim beedim alalu, because the get is coming from her with through these edim. With Yosha baal masrala, we know the husband gave it to her because it has signatures and it's in her hand, so it must be the husband gave it to her. It's as if the Eidei Chasima are made on the Mesirah. The Nesivus and Sivin Chavches, Siv Katan Zayin, explains that the Kavan of the Ran is that since the get is Yotze Mitachas Yodo, since she has the get in her hand, it must be that the husband gave it to her, and therefore we have an Onon Sade on the Mesirah. And the Onon Sade is considered Eidei Mesirah, and that's what the way other Achonim explain as well. However, the Lashon of the Ran is not Mashma Azoy. He writes, "Dehavalu edei chasima ke edei mesira." He doesn't say it's an onan sahadeh that they're edei mesira. He says that there's an edei chasima have the status of the edei mesira. Ran also writes, "V'nimtzu kilu hein atzman meidin ala mesira." It's if they themselves are made on the mesira. If it's mitam and onan sade, they're not made on the mesira. We have an onan sade. It's mitzad us that onan sade that they're made on the mesira. But he says, no. They themselves are made on the mesira. Not what the Ran says. That's not what the Nesivus is saying. The Nesivus is saying it's an Anan Sade. The Ran doesn't say it's an Anan Sade. He says it's Kilu, they're made on the Mesira. Not that Anan Sade that they're made on the Mesira. Rather, the Pshat in the Ran is, like the Nesivus writes later, Simen Mem He Sif Kotten Gimel, Vzelushono. Hare Mevur Midivre Aran, De Ede Chasima Bishas Chasima, Lo Meidin Klal. The Edei Chasima, Bishas Chasima, aren't made at all, because you write the get for the man, and a shtar chov for the loaf, and there's no mesira yet. Uvishas mesira, habuaz ki megidin ala mesira. And it's bishas mesira that they're being made magid on the mesira. Vahadam rinan edem achasum al shtar kilinach reidusim evazin al korchoch, loave kinech korachas mesira. Uvishas mesira, habuaz ki megidim ala mesira. Does nigmar a dover. The koidim a mesira, dain lo nigmar a dover. Vain edem agidim a umo. Shane male, shane le malagid klau. Then came Bishas Mesira, Bios Kishas Riyo, the Agoda. So he says that these Eidei Chasima are not made at all, because they just write the get and there's no Mesira yet. And Bishas Mesira, what happens is, they're Magid on the Mesira. And not that we say that Eidim that are signed on the Shtar, it's as if their testimony was closely examined. It wasn't nechgera, it wasn't properly examined until the Shas Mesira. And B'Shas Mesira, that's when they're magid on the Mesira, because that's when it finishes. Because before the Mesira, it's not finished. And the Edom aren't saying anything because they don't have anything to say yet. And if so, B'Shas Mesira is their time of Haggadah. However, we have to understand how the Edei Chasima are B'Shas Mesira made on the Mesira. They don't know anything about the Mesira. How is it shaykh they should be made on something they don't know about? And let's see the Chedushei Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi, Hilchos Gerush in Perek Vav Halacha Tes. Ve'eino doyma leget shem asr liyad ha'isha b'loi edei Mesira, de mahan yeladas haramba. The hasam ashtar gufei made al ze shebo liyad ha'isha. Dikro shel shtaru shabal nos nolo magarsha. So what does Rabbeinu Chaim mean when he says about a get that you give to the woman of the hand, the hand of the woman, without Eidei Mesira, that the shtar itself is made that it came to the woman? What Eidus is there that the shtar itself is made that it came to the woman? So says Rabbi Abba that it's muchuch from all of this that shtar has two inyanim. One is etzem Eidus ha'edim shebishtar. And that's not taloi in the chefza of the shtar. Even if the shtar was burned, other Edim can come and say that this is what they saw in the shtar. So the etzem edus shebishtar wasn't misbatel, even though there's no longer a chepz of shtar. So the edus of the Edim in the shtar is not totally in the chepz of the shtar. Afterwards, people come and say that they saw it. And the other element of shtar is the chepz of the shtar, the niyur, the nusuch, the chasimos. That's Moser, the Eidus Eidim Shebishtar. And this is Mukhruch from the Halacha of Shtar Raya. That there's this inyan of a Shtar that's made on a Maisa that's written in a Shtar. Because if we say that in order that we should know now that we have a shtar, we have to know the past, that the shtar was written kihilchaso al pidas hamischayev, like shtars have to be written al pidas hamischayev, then we have a difficulty. Because how does it start? We have nobody to testify about that. Because if it wasn't written kihilchaso, all we have now is a piece of paper that's not a shtar, and it's not a chefetz of edus at all. So we have to say that the present isn't talui in the past. Adarabba, the present is megala the past. Since we see now a chefetz of a shtar, so mehilchas of the shtaros, the chefetz of a shtar itself has a din of edus that's made on the past, that the shtar was written kihilchasa. How do we know that we have a shtar? We have to know the past, that the shtar was written kahalacha. But then where does it start? Because how do we know that the shtar was written kahalacha? Because we have in front of us the shtar, but maybe it's just a piece of paper. So it must be that it's fakert. It's that the present is megala in the past. That we have a shtar, and this shtar is made that it was written kilchasa. So you have two inyanim here. You have the etzem edus ha'edim shebishtar, which isn't telling the chefetz of the shtar. And then you also have the chefts of the shtar. This chefts of the shtar has a din of edus that earlier the shtar was written kehilchasa. In other words, element B of the shtar is made on element A of the shtar. The chefts of the shtar, the hova that's megal on the ovar, that ba'ovar was written kehilchasa. This chefts of the shtar, the chefts of the shtar, is megal on A that it was originally written kehilchasa. Well, if he's there, we can understand our sugya. That if the edim, other edim come along and say that they were anus, we have trey with trey. That since the shtar is made, that there is edus b'shtar, the shtar is made, that this is a good shtar. Memela, included in this, is that it was written midas mischayev, that they weren't anus. That everybody, the mischayev wanted it, and they weren't forced to do this. Because if it wasn't written midas mischayev, there's no edus shebishtar. And if other people come along and say they were anus, it's trey with trey. Because they're made neged the edus shebishtar, that the shtar is nifka gnichtav kilcha. So in other words, the shtar is made on the shtar. The echeps of the shtar is made that it was written kilchasa. And if other people say it was ones, so it's going against the edus shebishtar. And we also understand Lashonos now. The Nesivus explained in the Ran that Bishas Mesiras Hashtar, the Shtar is finished, and then the Edim who signed the Shtar are made on the Mesira. Kilu Hein Me'idin on the Mesira. That's also included in the edus of the shtar on itself. That if the shtar is found in the hands of the Baal Dover, that's made that it's a good shtar. And that's where Rabbeinu Chaim writes, Dehasam ashtar gufei meir al zeh shebali ada isha. De'ekro shel shtar usha baal nosno lo amagarsha. That the shtar itself is made that it came into the hand of the woman. Because the ikar of the shtar is that the husband gives it to her and divorces her. And that's exactly what we're saying. That the shtar is made on itself. And since that's the ikar of the shtar, that the husband gives it to her, so when you have a shtar that's signed and it's in her hand, that's made that he gave it to her. And this is so, that the shtar is made on itself, is mukhach from a number of other places, and I hope that we get to see it. In the meantime, we have a big yesod in shtaris here. Mr. Shem, I hope to continue. We should be zoche lilmod l'lamed lishmo lasis ulekaymes kol divrei samu teresa v'yahava amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.